The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accept Him, He gave power to become the children of God. Alleluia! 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 The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel, the beginning of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him, nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory. The glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Shortly after I was ordained, the bishop sent me to study canon law. Canon law is the code of rules that govern and guide the life of Catholics around the world. There are 1,752 canons for Catholic conduct, and I learned about three of them. Interestingly, I studied canon law in Washington, D.C., which is the center of the federal government that creates our civil laws. It dawned on me that American Catholics, therefore, live under two sets of laws: the laws of the church and the laws of the state, canon law and civil law. For instance, civil law stipulates you can drive at 16, vote at 18, and drink at 21. And canon law states you can receive communion after you're 7 years old, be confirmed at 14, and only men can be ordained as priests. But furthermore, these two laws are separate and do not overlap. Hence, the so-called separation of church and state. As a result, when the police officer pulls you over for speeding, he does not ask you, "Have you been confirmed yet?" But it did not take me long to learn that this separation of church and state is not that simple or straightforward. Sometimes the law of the land, civil law, can come directly into conflict with the law of love, canon law. For example, the church holds a baby has a right to life, even in the mother's womb, whereas civil law has denied that right to life for the baby in favor of a woman's right to choose an abortion. That's the clearest case of conflict between the law of the land and the law of love. But we could mention many others, like immigration and euthanasia, same-sex marriage, sterilizations and contraceptives, divorce and annulments. This conflict puts Catholics in a quandary because we have to choose which set of laws to obey. Should we obey the law of the land or the law of love? Should we be more worried about the police or about the Pope? Hopefully we can obey both, but not always. In the Gospel today, St. John describes two other sets of laws that the early Christians were struggling to obey, namely the Old Testament and the New Testament. The beloved Apostle John writes, "While the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." The thousands of laws of the Old Testament had literally become the law of the land in Israel, because for a Jew, there is no true separation of church and state. To live in Israel meant not only obeying civil laws, but also the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue, in addition to the hundreds of other ritual laws, like no work on Sabbath. That's why the Palestinians and the Arabs can never tolerate that type of legal society. But with Jesus comes grace and truth. That is the law of love. And as a consequence, the Old Testament is superseded by the New Testament. Christians can never seem to escape this tension and this tug of war between these two sets of laws, the law of the land and the law of love, to obey the police or to obey the Pope. Every December 31st, this conflict of the law of the land and the law of love take on a cultural tone. That is, do we Catholics see the end of this calendar year and the start of a new year solely through secular eyes? Do we give all our time and attention to planning parties and watching the famous ball drop in New York's Times Square? Of course, these are not bad things, but they symbolize the law of the land. How much of our effort and energy will we apply to seeing today and tomorrow through spiritual eyes? For a Catholic, December 31st is first and foremost the seventh Sunday in the octave of Christmas. And tomorrow is the feast of Mary, Mother of God. The demands of the law of love require us to attend Mass tomorrow. But many Catholics are more worried about the police tonight than they are about the Pope tonight. Can you see how the law of the land governs their lives more than the law of love? I hope and pray everyone has a safe and joyful New Year, and that the Lord will bless this world with His peace in 2019, a peace that this world cannot give. We are very fortunate to live in this country and enjoy so many blessings. But when the law of the land comes inevitably into conflict with the law of love, we may find out exactly how Catholic our Catholicism really is. Praised be Jesus Christ.